You're listening to Sounds Good. It's your midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross, and I'm pleased to be joined in the studio this morning by Murray State University Professor of Music, Stephanie Ray. Hey, Stephanie.
Hi there.
How are you?
Great.
You're here to talk about a really, really cool thing. It's called If the Shoe Fits. It's coming up on August 26th, and proceeds benefit a very worthy cause. So I'll let you tell us everything about it.
Yeah, sure. So this is a musical performance with some of my colleagues in the Department of Music, and the idea for it came about 15 years ago. A friend of mine had done a similar program, and she was telling me about how they had asked people to donate shoes, and they were playing music by composers whose names started with shoe. So Schubert, Schumann, Schoenfeld were doing, and an arranger of a more famous piece, the Blue Danube Waltz, is going to be performed on two pianos arranged by Schultz. And so in this concert that happened in Wisconsin about 15 years ago, the audience members who brought in the shoes would line up the shoes on the front of the stage, and then the performers came out and played the musical work. So it sounded really fun, and I wanted to do it ever since then, and I'm finally now making it happen. So.
Are there any musical similarities or any happy synchronicity between the works of Schoenfeld and Schumann and Schubert that you noticed when combining them in the same recital?
So there are going to be two works by Schumann on this particular recital. Schumann and Schubert have more similarities to each other than any of the other composers. The Paul Schoenfeld piece that I'm going to play is for flute and piano, and it's a lot of his music. He's an American composer. A lot of his music incorporates, although it's classical, it incorporates lots of folk elements and different styles from really throughout the world. So he wrote the first movement that I'm going to perform from a piece called Four Souvenirs. It's called Samba. So you get all these Latin rhythms, and it's very, very influenced by those kinds of popular sounds and rhythms that you might, you know, kind of think of like dance music in a Latin dance club or something. It's totally unexpected for a classical kind of piece, but yet modern classical music really incorporates elements from all types of cultures and time periods at this point. So not completely unexpected. The other performers, I play flute. I'm going to be joined with my colleague, Mian Park, who's a pianist. Her husband, Matthew Jean Forte, is a pianist, and he'll be on the program along with several other musicians, including Mary Beth Crawford, soprano, Ashley Cumming, horn. A new colleague of ours, Lee Kwong, will be playing trombone, and another new colleague named Amy McCann will be playing clarinet. So it's a lot of variety.
I'm guessing they were all very receptive when you asked them to be a part of this?
Right, yeah. So I pitched the idea and just said, here's my idea. I'd like to do this concert, and I don't know exactly how many people otherwise would be interested, but would you be interested in playing something by a composer who has the name Shoe something? And so, you know, one by one, people said, oh, yeah, I have this Schumann piece that I'd like to do. So that was kind of a fun way. So it really kind of came together in a really organic way.
As a musician, do you find it uniquely challenging when you place constraints on what can be performed? You know, like it has to be certain composers like that sound kind of like shoes. Is that kind of neat?
Yeah, in a way, I think that so often creativity is born out of constraints anyway. And so, you know, I think you almost need some kind of parameter. So the fact that this one was Shoe, I knew I could work within that if somebody had suggested something. You know, I didn't know how long each piece might be. So once I got, you know, added one by one, more constraints started to kind of filter in to help develop the program, because I knew I wanted the program to be about an hour. I knew I wanted to have more than two pieces. You know, I wanted to have enough pieces that it would not be any one super long thing to listen to, and that the audience would really have a variety of things to hear. If you're just a general audience member, if you've never been to a classical concert, or if you love coming to these kinds of things and you've done it all your life, like any of those people could come to this and enjoy it and come away and feel, you know, fulfilled and hopefully entertained and interested in coming back for more of those types of things.
The philanthropic element of this benefiting children who need shoes, does this just come from a general assumption that there are people in this area that need shoes, or do you have some data that that really lets you know that this is a need?
So I have kids in the Murray Elementary and Murray Middle Schools, and they have a program or there's a program in Kentucky called the Family Resource and Youth Services Centers. Those are centers that run programs like the Lunch in the Park program that we have in Murray that provides free lunch most days of the summer for any child age 0 to 18. They run a lunch, a backpack program that provides food for needy students over the weekends who do not have enough food at home. Then they also run the Tiger Christmas program and the Laker Christmas programs in the school systems and other school systems across Kentucky that help to garner donations for needy children. And I've participated in that as a donor, and every year it gives their shoe size, their coat size, and it asks for specific things. So I already knew, you know, we have a lot of students in our community that do need these things. And when I remembered the shoe program that my friend had done, I thought this would be a way. And I knew that I trust that the Family Resource and Youth Services Centers are going to find the right people that need the shoes that we are going to raise. So.
Should the shoes be new? Can they be gently used? Is there any
kind
of guideline?
I think new is preferred because I know the state of most shoes today. When I go to buy a pair of shoes, it's not that easy to find well-made shoes that really last when they're actually gently used, particularly by young people. So preferably new. I don't think we would turn down any gently used shoes, and I'm sure we would help find them homes. But we thought we should focus it on athletic shoes just because that's probably the shoe that most kids wear the most often.
And K-12 really doesn't matter.
K-12, so as far as shoe sizes, you can just use your judgment, and I'm sure that we'll find a home for any shoe that happens to make its way onto our stage.
And it's August 26th. What day of the week is that?
It's a Sunday at 2 p.m. and it's in the Performing Arts Hall. So here on the campus of Murray State University, it's located in the old Fine Arts Building, which is a shorter building attached to a taller Fine Arts Building. If you're familiar with the complex, it's not too hard to find, but always good to give yourself a few extra minutes in terms of getting there.
Is there anything else we haven't talked about that you want to bring up today?
Just that it's a free recital, and I would just say that the music department has many, many free programs all year long, and it's always great to see new people who have never been to one, and it's great to see the friendly faces that we recognize as familiar audience members too. So hope lots of people can come, and I hope we get to have a lot of shoes raised for the kids that need them.
Well, Stephanie, thanks so much for first of all, doing this and also for taking the time to talk about it here on Sounds Good.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Stephanie Ray teaches music here at Murray State University. If the Shoe Fits is August 26th.